Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Thursday, October 1st, 2020.
Market's taking a late hit. Bitcoin is trading at 10,445, down 3.5%. ETH is trading at 342, down 5.5%.
Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. All right. Big news today. On today, October 1st, earlier, the U.S. Commodities Futures Trading Commission announced charges against three BitMEX executives for violating the Bank Security Act due to the exchange's alleged weak anti-money laundering and KYC policies.
Yeah, BitMEX is notorious for being a very lax KYC and AML shop. You know, essentially banks and money changers in the U.S. have a obligation per the Bank Secrecy Act to essentially know who their customers are. And this is all to avoid money laundering. And I mean, there's sort of two, I mean, it's two big things. It's money laundering and then interacting with foreign governments that are and individuals under sanctions. So the U.S., obviously one of the main tools the U.S. has for enforcing any sort of any of their major policies is cutting people out of the U.S. financial system. So that's, you know, you can, if you think of this in terms, if you think of like KYC and AML laws in terms of like one of the ways that the U.S., you know, exerts hard power, it is based on this idea that if you cut someone out of the U.S. financial system, you really take a major hit. You put a major dent in their ability to work with, well, pretty much money in the entire world at this point. The problem is, you know, BitMEX has traditionally been known as an issue here. They are more of a derivatives exchange, so they do futures and things like that. So there was, I would say, there was a tiny itsy bit more gray area there than you would otherwise. Like, you know, if you were doing straight exchange, that's a little bit more clear cut. But when you're just selling pieces of paper that are you know, on bets essentially on different sides, you know, it's a little bit. So they, you know, they were playing fast and loose with the rules here. So I don't think anyone was particularly surprised that they did this. Where this gets really bad, I mean, where it gets really bad for BitMEX, obviously, is two parts. One is you don't want to be on the wrong side of the. It is hard to get on the wrong side of the U.S. financial services enforcement groups. You just look at the banks right now. I mean, you know, there was a report last week. There was $2 trillion of money laundering, and you're not seeing any bankers from Deutsche Bank going to jail. So it is already very difficult. So they really were flaunting this quite a bit. They had been warned by the SEC and by a few of the different agencies to tighten up their KYC requirements, and they just didn't do it. Presently, you know, one of the owners has been arrested. One or two others are at large. They're based out of New York, Singapore, and then incorporated out of the Seychelles. So it's certainly going to be a pretty complicated case across the board. The other thing that they have to really be careful of is that there's a lot of allegations that money laundering is one thing when you have illicit sources of funds in the U.S., drugs, whatever it is. It's a very different thing when you have foreign countries laundering money. So one of the major parts of this, and I think one of the reasons that they are getting the hammers been brought down so aggressively on BitMEX versus other, other people in the space, that might have questionable KYC AML policies, is because there's been a lot of evidence that it sounds like there's a lot of evidence that they were actually seeing transactions from Iran, North Korea, various places like that, and essentially doing international money laundering for regimes that there are sanctions against. That's where you get into real trouble. So like, you know, money laundering's bad, everyone agrees to that, but like where the US really hits you is when you're working with sanctioned countries. So I wouldn't want to be in their shoes right now. They, of course, or BitMEX itself, the one of the parent companies, says that they're innocent, that they're being picked on by the evil U.S. government, and maybe they are, but I don't think anyone was particularly surprised here.
So what impacts will this have on the broader DeFi market?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see. Essentially, there's two sets of DeFi, and I think you could even break down. So you have like DeFi and you have CeFi. You have decentralized finance, straight up, you know, smart contracts that are doing that have taken a life of their own and are out there trading funds. But within DeFi, you have really two very clear camps. You have SushiSwap, which is a pseudo-anonymous or anonymous, however you want to look at it, group that or a person that put out a contract that's self-governing and that is sort of self-perpetuating. It's a piece of code that runs that enables a use case. That is, you know, true DAO. Let's call that like DAO DeFi, DAO-based DeFi. I think that that will continue. I don't think that you're going to stop that. I don't think that there is much you can really do about it. And more to the point, like you could arrest anyone and DAO-based DeFi is going to keep on going. The other side of this, of course, is Uniswap, Balancer, companies that have taken financing in the U.S., VC money, or you know, Uniswap took money from Andreessen Horowitz. Jesus, if I'm those guys and we have a $2 billion of money changing hands on a weekly basis with no KYC, no AML, and a big chunk of the founders, programmers, officers of the company live in the U.S., man, I'd be freaked out about this. So I certainly think that you're going to see knock-on impact to some of the startups in the DeFi space. But, you know, one of the themes for the last week has been how stupid, maybe it's an unfair way to say it, but kind of how dumb the traditional financing mechanisms are for DeFi. Like it's kind of silly to be doing VC funding for something like DeFi and people don't trust it. Like we looked at the company yesterday, I forget who it was at this point, or it was a few days ago that had, you know, they did an ICO, quote unquote, and then their, you know, early investors and employees start dumping the stock, like dumping their tokens. So people don't like this model anymore. So I think that this just pushes DeFi more decentralized, more towards DAOs, more towards fair launches and other mechanisms that essentially are a lot less pejorative when it comes to legal terms and going afoul of US legal code.
Do you think that's why Bitcoin and ETH prices were down today?
Yeah, I mean, this is 100%. Like it was basically after this news really broke that the Bitcoin Ethereum went way down today, even despite quite a few bullish news today. I mean, for instance, like miners revenue being way up and things like that, which all should be relatively bullish for Ethereum. So yeah, I think the BitMEX directly related to that, both based on BitMEX is one of the bigger exchanges that did $2 billion. They're doing like $2 billion, which is quite a bit in the ETH space, but they also are just going to, I mean, this is going to freak out pretty much everybody who's in this space.
All right. Well, I think that does it for today. We'll keep an eye on the story. And if you have any suggestions of companies you'd like for us to talk about on the show, you can tweet at us at the DeFi Daily. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Have a good one. Bye.